Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSEP.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Oklahoma farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Oklahoma farmers.
Well, the Oklahoma legislative session is up and running. We had the opportunity to check in with Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, to talk about priorities.
So the House has a new committee structure, and so walking through that process, getting used to that process. So there's a policy committee, and then there's an oversight committee. So basically, a bill has to pass two committees before it can get to the floor. And so that from a logistical standpoint, it's very important to watch that process and be aware of that process. Most of the time, bills that make the news before session and at the beginning of session struggle to move. They just do because they're so unique or they're so out there or they're so controversial or whatever. And so they just generally don't. Now, that's kind of a rule of thumb.
Coming into the second or third week of the legislative session, Kelsey expects the committees to begin work on reducing the income tax.
And we're going to see this push to reduce the income tax. I think it's very reasonable that elimination of the income tax is next to impossible. That would just create too big of a hole in the budget. That's not to say long-term elimination is off the table. I think that is very much on the table, but straight up eliminating it, I just don't think it'll happen. I think what's more feasible is to see a notch down, a quarter or a half percent, something along those lines. In fact, that's what the governor called for. So hopefully what we're going to be pressing for is okay, if you're going to do that, then put some kind of mechanism to ratchet it back up automatically should at some point in the future, which we know will happen, the state's revenue struggle. So a sunset or a trigger or something along those lines. That's, I think, what we're going to see.
With so many new faces in the legislature, educating them about agriculture is of utmost importance. Kelsey pointed out that even many new rural representatives lack ag backgrounds and the ag knowledge. Well, the National Chicken Council has urged the Department of Health and Human Services to reject recommendations from the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, emphasizing that plant-based proteins over lean meats like chicken. Among the recommendations that the NCC took issue with was the emphasis on eating beans or peas and lentils as optimal protein sources above other protein sources like chicken. There was no specific mention that lean meat like chicken can be a part of a healthy dietary pattern. We believe these recommendations and omissions are harmful to the human health of all Americans, especially those relying on federal feeding programs, says Dr. Ashley Peterson, NCC Senior Vice President of Science and Regulatory Affairs. NCC also says plant proteins are not nutritionally equivalent at all to animal proteins from a protein quality and quantity standpoint. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 31st, at Northwest Technology Center in Fairview. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.